From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. After a day of progress in resolving some of the issues the main Syrian opposition group wants addressed to participate in peace talks, the UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, is holding more separate sessions today with opposition figures and representatives of the government. Middle East scholar Peter Bechtol spoke with VOA about the talks.
I think it was a success that they showed up in the first place, because for years now, the opposition has demanded that any solution to the Syrian conflict requires that first President Assad and his government step down. And this has obviously not happened, and the fact that they are coming, which they didn't want to do, is a success to be attributed to Staffan de Mistura.
So-called proximity talks are meant to lay the groundwork for eventual direct negotiations. World Health Organization meets today to decide whether the Zika virus is a threat to global health. In Brazil, there have been about 4,000 cases of birth defects, which health officials say could be linked to pregnant women becoming infected with Zika-carrying mosquitoes. Health officials warn the Zika virus could affect as many as 4 million people. Uganda says it has arrested a military general who opposes the country's longtime president, Yoweri Museveni, because he broke laws banning officers from supporting candidates in an election. A government spokesman said that General David Sejusa was actively engaged in supporting partisan politics and made statements urging people to avoid voting in the February 18th presidential election. Sejusa has called President Museveni a dictator. This is VOA News.